Welcome to Everything Belongs, a podcast for those living, creating, leading, and thriving while in the deep end of life. I'm your host, Madison Morgan, leadership coach, creative consultant, and speaker. I coach soulful visionaries and go-getting mavericks who desire to create art of their lives and take their work both deeper and higher. In this show, I'll be bringing you an overflow of conversations with my favorite thought leaders, teachers, healers, and creatives who inspire me to live more fully in my own power, worth, and wholeness, along with offering some episodes where I share my own practical insights, behind-the-scenes peeks into my process, and tools I use on my own journey. There will not be much we shy away from here because at this table, everything belongs. Therefore, you can expect me to ask the uncomfortable, juicy questions. You can expect that you'll hear people you disagree with on the podcast and maybe even ideas you've never previously considered. I trust you with your own discernment as we take this deep dive. You can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and be challenged by the guests as they share their diverse experiences and views of the world. It's my hope through learning to see that all of it belongs that you will develop a more sovereign way of holding yourself so you can playfully go after the life, relationships, and career you are made for, to let all parts of yourself have a seat at the table, to lead and create from your deepest truth and become your own source of validation, all because you finally know you're worthy of it. All that's required to get started, that you show up curious and willing. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's microdose. I am really excited to share. This is a more personal episode that has been something I've been wanting to talk about for quite some time. I'm going to be sharing about a breakup I went through over the winter and what it taught me about codependency and control. And so if you are someone who has previously struggled with people-pleasing tendencies, codependency, fawning, goodness, this is an episode that you are definitely going to want to tune into. And also if you've just been curious about my partnership and my breakup that I recently went through, you're going to learn some things. So really over the winter of 2021 and 2022, I went through a breakup that revealed to me the root system of codependency that was basically choking out the health I was planting in my life. And so many of you know I've been engaging in codependency recovery in this process for years. So much of my work centers on self-belonging and boundaries and taking the lead of your own life as a result of my own history healing from codependency. So exiting this relationship and seeing the insidious ways my own adaptive responses were still keeping me inside of something that wasn't for me was humbling to say the least. And as you know, I believe healing is a spiral, so I believe that we're never quite finished or complete with our healing work, but it really impacted me realizing how deep this was in my life. And there are many reasons for this. One being that this was my first queer relationship, and I wasn't looking for these codependent patterns in relationships with women like I had with relationships with men in the past. So I was a little blindsided being a baby queer in my first queer relationship. But another is that 2020 felt like a codependency relapse between the pandemic, coming out, getting divorced, and all of that happening in 2009. And then, you know, of course, 2020, the pandemic, and then engaging in a deep healing process with family enmeshment that included no contact with my parents for a while. So I was really in a season of depth healing. I was going through my Saturn return. I mean, God, it was all of the things. But I've spoken to many clients and colleagues alike about their own 2020 experiences, and it seems that 2020 offered so much stress for our systems that many of us started relying on old programming like a default. So if you're hearing this and you're like, oh my God, thank goodness someone's speaking to this, you are not alone. Like, you are definitely not alone in that. This is something that can happen to all of us in times of stress or crisis, because again, healing is a spiral. It is not linear. So although the partnership I was in ended, the experience brought me into a deeper understanding and a deeper healing of the root system of my own codependency and fawning. And another way to say it would be that I have had lifetimes of over-responsibility for others and under-responsibility for myself. So in this episode, I'm going to share and distill the many years of codependency recovery at work I've done that have led me to weeding the garden of my life at the root in this relationship. So I'll begin by saying that codependency and people pleasing is incredibly common in a patriarchal society. As women and femmes especially, we use these adaptive responses to secure safety. And so much so that many of us believe that that is our personality, right? We think we are the good, nice, sweet, supportive friend, daughter, sister, mother, partner, etc. And we can go our entire lives not understanding how deep this programming goes and the systems it upholds, all the while we're still playing small, distorting our truth, masking who we really are, wondering why we never feel truly known, loved, seen, or supported. And if you are also neurodiverse like me, you understand how deep that masking can really go. So I see codependency as a successful adaptive strategy. We actually use fawning and over-responsibility for others as a way to feel safe, powerful, secure, and gain a sense of belonging and a sense of security in the world. So in my 10 years of being in personal therapy, codependency recovery, as well as 9 years coaching people, predominantly women, I am seeing how so many of us are reclaiming the self-belonging and self-expression. And I've realized on that journey that the core of all of these behaviors is the unwillingness to feel one very specific thing. And that thing is grief. It is the pain and powerlessness that comes with being unable to change or alleviate the suffering of others. It's the pain and powerlessness that comes with not being able to truly control if someone will reject us for bringing forth the truth about us. It's the pain and powerlessness that comes with letting go of needing anything outside of us to be different before we can be okay. And fuck, like, right? My God. And the most fucked up part is that it's only through accepting this powerlessness and grieving it that we will actually liberate ourselves and others. So it's through the willingness to feel the grief that we liberate ourselves. So we have to feel, we have to need, we have to grieve, and we have to take responsibility for our own lives and let go of the choices of others. And at the core of this grief we must feel, it's the acceptance that we have no control. Ugh, right? Disgusting, terrible. We have no control. All the people pleasing, the contorting of ourselves, being likable, downplaying our shine, withholding our expression, the putting of other people's needs first, it's all a bid at controlling so that we don't have to feel. And that shit sucks, right? It sucks to realize how little control we have over the outcomes in this lifetime. In fact, we can only control our behaviors and choices. There's very little that we can control. But what we can control is our responsibility. We are responsible for and to ourselves. So we're not just responsible for ourselves, like we are responsible to ourselves, to the honoring of ourselves and our soul. And I want to, of course, honor that accepting this reality that we are not in control of other people, their behaviors, and most things in this world is really scary. Being out of control is really, really scary, especially if you come from an environment that actually felt out of control and not safe. So this is why codependency is an adaptive response, and it's not something to shame. The adaptive response of codependency is the inability to feel our grief and pain under the illusion that we can avoid that pain if we change and fix the external world, controlling the environment and other people to avoid our own pain and powerlessness. And I actually think of it akin to an addiction. I'm someone who loves the Al-Anon tradition, and I think that codependency is also an addiction. It temporarily relieves our anxieties and alleviates our suffering, but it never actually sets us free. It's a self-soothing mechanism that does not free us. So surrendering to life and owning our feelings and letting people be who they are is how we get free. And so to recap what I've said so far, people-pleasing and codependency is an adaptive response to keep us from our grief and our pain. It is an avoidance of pain through control. And to get through, we have to accept our lack of control and really feel our pain. And that's how we get free. So we are ultimately in this process getting our lives back. It might seem like in this process, we are giving other people their lives back and we free other people to their sovereignty, to their own choices. But the truth is, other people have always had their lives. Control is an illusion. It's not real. Other people have always been sovereign. They've always been worthy. They have always been whole. And they have always been competent to choose for themselves. They belong to themselves. And we have just, us who struggle with this tendency, have failed to see that through our own bids for security. So as we begin to take responsibility for our own lives, for our energies, our behaviors, our feelings, our needs, our desires, our values, our choices, we liberate ourselves to our own lives. And as we do this, we begin to truly be able to relate to people, to know them and be known. We open up to our soul's path and connect to our own liberation and really feel our power. We can align ourselves to our essence and live from our truth rather than the old adaptive responses that keep us trapped. If you are like me and your early programming set you up in an adaptive strategy of people-pleasing or codependency, you can begin to reprogram your brain and your nervous system to feel your own freedom, and you will get your life back, your joy back, your energy back, because my God, it leaks so much of our life force energy to be focusing on other people's lives. So as I said at the top of the episode, this happens in a spiral. There will be seasons of reclaiming your needs and grieving, and seasons of celebrating. There will be seasons of wobbling. There will be seasons where you look up and realize that everyone in your inner circle doesn't need you to caretake them. They're actually competent on their own. There will come a time where you'll look up and realize that you are surrounded by people who don't need you to be the same as them to belong. There will be seasons of deeper weeding and deeper healing. And there will be a time where you look up and realize that you no longer need to secure safety and belonging and power through control, because you truly, really do belong to yourself. So I'm just sending so much love and humanness and compassion to you on this journey as someone walking it myself and who also holds space for many other humans as they walk their liberation path. I really know the bravery and humility it takes to really take responsibility for yourself in this way. So I feel you. I feel you. And if you are listening to this and you're like, damn, I really want support with this, I want to learn more, I have some offerings that support people with this. So in July, I'll be opening the doors to my self-coaching program, Awaken Her Soul, which is a 6-month spiritual and self-worth field guide that supports you in this weeding the garden of your own life process by reprogramming your brain, helping you claim your worth, and live into your power through sacred self-responsibility. And if you're curious about that and you want to get a teaser of the program, I'm so happy to be offering the 5 Days of Freedom. It's a $17 mini course, and it offers you a taste of Awaken Her Soul over a 5-day period. It's complete with challenges, lessons, and a 2-hour workshop. And there will be an upcoming workshop also in July for Awaken Her Soul if you, again, want to learn more. But if you are curious about the 5 Days of Freedom now, you can find it in my shop at madisonmorrigan.com/shop. And most of all, I'm just sending so much love on this journey. Gosh, it is such a journey. It is such a process. And I'm just with you in it. So thanks so much for listening today. I appreciate you taking the time. And I hope that you honor yourself as you unwind from this patriarchal programming. All right. I'll see you next week. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Everything Belongs. I am so grateful knowing the amount of input and content there is available that you take the time to listen to this show, and so value your attention and the fact that you choose to keep tuning in. If you're curious about today's guest, you can go to madisonmorrigan.com/podcast to get all of the show notes and all the links to their website. If you are receiving heaps of value from this podcast and want to continue to support the team that makes it possible, or just simply say thank you, consider contributing to our gratitude offering. It is a small way to say thank you and give back to the podcast by creating reciprocity. We have 4 different ways for you to contribute, from $7 a month to $37 a month, or even a one-time thank you contribution. You can choose your level of support from $7 monthly, $17 monthly, $37 monthly, or a one-time contribution. And for those who choose to give on a monthly basis, what you'll get in return is an 8-minute hypnotic induction, which is basically a fancy meditation to support you in anchoring in gratitude as your baseline state. It uses nervous system regulating breath, bilateral stimulation that helps you reprogram old stories, binaural beats for calming your mind, gentle hypnotic suggestions, and absolutely zero cheesy count your blessings type lists. Plus, whenever you choose to support on a monthly basis, you get access to my close friends on Instagram. This bonus gift is my way of saying thank you so much for supporting the podcast, where you will join my Instagram close friends and will basically be able to hear my personal rants, photos, daily happenings, and the hilarious memes that I share with my closest friends. This content is created just for fun. It's not marketing material. It's nothing that I create specifically for my business. It is just for fun, and I would love to have you in that inner circle. Basically, I would love to share my weird with you as a way to say thank you for supporting the podcast. Plus, of course, you will receive insider's access to all the discounts I offer, first dibs on new opportunities to work together, and that generous feeling of abundance and reciprocity for contributing to something that you get a lot from. If you're curious about joining the gratitude offering, you can go to madisonmorgan.com/gratitude-offering. And if you're looking for a free way to say thank you and to contribute your energy to the show, please leave a 5-star review. That is the simplest and easiest way to send your generosity and to send your thanks. And it really helps boost our ratings in iTunes and reach more people who might enjoy it. In the meantime, I would love for you to join me on Instagram, DM me, and let me know your favorite part of this episode. And until next time, remember that curiosity can be a portal to a life where everything belongs.